I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth learns about a group of bitter herbs growing at Cedar Spring Herb Farm in Dennis.
Donna Eaton tends over 7 acres of herbs, both planted and wild.
Mugwort, Artemisia vulgaris. So whenever you hear vulgaris, that's the most common form of the herb. So very small gray-green on the top, but the underside gets more pale green as it grows.
Mugwort grows wild on the Cape. It's often found in waste places, like on the side of the road. But it's actually part of a genus of herbs that has a long history with humans.
Artemisia, which is a big group of herbs rather than a single herb. Over 180 species of Artemisia used for medicine, food, culinary, decorative, all kinds of uses over the years.
Artemisias are best known for their grayish-green leaves and the strong bitter taste these leave in your mouth. The hardy herbaceous shrubs grow in temperate climates all over the world. And the most common culinary varieties are mugwort, tarragon, wormwood, and southernwood.
Well, I like tarragon, of course, with chicken or sometimes with fish. I like tarragon also with eggs. I think everybody should try it in an omelet. It really livens up the taste.
And how would you prepare mugwort?
Well, most often it was put into beer. It was used to make beer before hops became used to make beer. Or it was infused in wine or in vinegar, so used as a salad dressing or a dressing for meat or anything that they were putting a sauce on. Mugwort was at the start of the meal infused in that. So instead of, like, we have a couple cocktails before dinner, central nervous system depressant, then we throw in food and it's like, oh, I have indigestion. Well, with this, that stimulates the gastric secretions when it's in the wine or the beer and prepares the body for food to come in.
And is wormwood used the same way?
Wormwood, it is used the same way, as was southernwood. They were used as flavorings in the past in the Mediterranean region where they were most common. Not so much anymore. High levels of wormwood, that's where we get the absinthe from, was made from wormwood, if anybody knows that drink or that liqueur. And in large amounts can be hallucinogenic and toxic and all kinds of things and addictive and all things like that. In Denmark, they make a liqueur with southernwood, and it's a pale green color like the absinthe was, a very distinctive flavor. So it's a flavor that if you like sweet, you're probably not going to be overly fond of it. But if you like complex, distinctive tasting things, it's a great one to try.
That's probably why Artemisias aren't common in modern American cooking. As a culture, we like sweet. But there are all kinds of good reasons to try these herbs. In addition to being used to help with digestion, different Artemisias are also used to treat malaria, draw down a fever, help with difficult child labor, and get rid of parasites. And one variety in particular is used by herbalists to help treat Lyme disease.
Sweet Annie, which is Artemisia annua, and that's one of the few annual varieties of Artemisia, but we're using that now as a medicine and with good results with the chronic infections after someone has Lyme disease. So really important for the people here on the Cape.
In our society, we tend to draw a line between medicine and food, but in addition to growing herbs, Donna also uses them in cooking classes and wellness consultations. She says cooking with herbs like Artemisias is a great way to start blurring this distinction.
We're understanding now that food and medicine are not very far apart. So I encourage people just to try that tarragon and see what happens.
I'm embarrassed to admit that before talking with Donna, I'd never cooked with tarragon. But I stepped out of my comfort zone this week and mixed a handful of the most common culinary Artemisia into a balsamic tarragon vinaigrette. I'm not sure if it was helpful for digestion, but you know what? It was delicious. You can find the recipe for that salad dressing and learn more about growing Artemisias in your home garden on our website. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
By the way, herbs in the genus Artemisia have been named the Herb of the Year for 2014 by the International Herb Association. You can find out more at our website, capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.